On the health worker frontline, there are some who fear that exaggerated claims about ice use could deter people from seeking help. A forum's been held in Adelaide to provide workers with information and reassure them that they are equipped to deal with users. Experts say reports about it being an epidemic and misconceptions that using it once will lead to addiction are dangerous. In Adelaide, Natalie Whiting reports.
Carol Gannon works for the StreetLink Youth Health Service in South Australia. It's a program that offers health services to homeless young people.
We haven't noticed a rise in the use of methamphetamines for our group. I guess we've noticed more people using ice, so crystal meth, instead of other forms of methamphetamine. So the amount of people would be about the same, but probably more ice youth than other forms of meth.
She says some of the coverage of ice use recently has been sensationalist. She says it's important other addictions aren't overlooked.
While ice is a problem, I think epidemic is overstating it, and I think that we should remember that there are a number of drug and alcohol issues that people need support with, and if they can access treatment and if they can get that support, then they are likely to have much better outcomes.
She's concerned some of the misleading claims about ice could deter people from seeking help. And she's not alone in that worry. Michael White is the executive officer of SANDAS, the South Australian Network of Drug and Alcohol Services.
If you're a young person who's told that having used ice once or twice, that's led you down the road to ruin, you won't seek help. So it prevents people from seeking help. It prevents people from asking for help. And that means that they do go down the road to ruin. You know, if you don't think you're recoverable, then you won't recover. One of the most important things that we give people who are in treatment is hope and a belief in their capacity to change their behaviour. And messages that contradict that, and tons of messages that contradict that in the media at the moment, don't help. Why would you go and look for help if everybody's telling you that help is pointless and useless and, you know, you're just going to spiral down?
Around 100 frontline health workers and drug counsellors attended a forum hosted by SANDAS in Adelaide today.
People have very clearly today said that we still have a bigger problem in ED departments and in treatment services from alcohol. So, if you like, the purpose of the forum is to clarify for people working in the field that it's not a catastrophe waiting to happen.
The director of the National Centre for Education and Training on Addiction at Flinders University, Dr. Anne Roach, spoke at the forum. She says there hasn't been an increase in methamphetamine use in general, but there has been a rise in people swapping to ice. She says the more potent form is causing more problems for people who are addicted.
I think the amount of attention that's been focused on methamphetamine and the concern that it's a bigger problem that they can cope with, we're trying to counterbalance that to say, look, what the data shows us is that it's not this extreme problem that it's sometimes being depicted as in terms of it being widespread, but for individuals with problems associated with use, or even if they don't have problems at the moment, people who are using may quickly develop problems. And what the workers are seeing in their services are some very complex presentations. What we're trying to do is reassure the workforce that they are very well skilled to deal with this particular drug issue.
But she says there are some changes that workers are being taught to help treat ice users.
In terms of maybe shorter consultation sessions, better reminder systems, things that help the client deal with those cognitive deficits and challenges that come about as the result of using methamphetamine. Important to reinforce what can be done in terms of de-escalation if you have a client who may be looking as if they're unpredictable and maybe aggressive and heading towards violence, and understanding more clearly how methamphetamine affects the person's perception of threat.
The workers and experts are unified in a belief that there needs to be more investment in early treatment programs for addicts.
Natalie Whiting.